This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs and My Lotto rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
We're talking Real Housewives of Potomac, and the ladies head on their trip to Bermuda. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. You're tuning into the...
Yeah, I would say a little hint. Isn't that how the...
The little cheeky girl.
Yeah, isn't that what they do? Hey, get away from it all. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy, Jesse Janda, here in studio for the Real Housewives of Potomac Season 2, episode, I think we 10. Welcome to the Bermuda Triangle. I'm back in studio with my lovely co-host. We got, you know what I'm saying, Miss Tiffany in the building.
What up?
Richie in the building.
Yo, what up?
Yeah. For anyone listening out there, just a little PSA announcement for you guys. We are going to make some jokes, you know what I'm saying? So if you're offended by harsh language, then one, you probably shouldn't be watching Real Housewives of Potomac. And probably not creating fake Twitter accounts either. You can always come on the show and talk about it if you would like. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Invitations always open. The emails have been sent.
You can also watch.
You just got to
live,
respond.
Live tweet.
Or you could get in the live chat room.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk now.
From your real Twitter. I would just really appreciate that. So I'm not sure if that is one of the lovely ladies or not. But hey, girl. I see.
Hopefully you ain't got that kind of time.
Oh, I'm just like talking about I watched the listen to the show with my granddaughter. And it was vile language, and I was like,
oh no.
Do you know how many times they say the word bitch in the show?
And do you know that your granddaughter probably says it too?
And you might be a bad grandmother.
Exactly.
Maybe you shouldn't watch.
Now that was an insult.
No, but
you shouldn't watch this type of content with your granddaughter, maybe PBS or something, you know what I'm saying? But we thank you either or for listening, and hopefully you're listening again this week.
And you'll show yourself.
Yes. Share yourself. Show yourself. Speaking of cats and the tea, there was too much of it. The girls prep for Bermuda. Giselle, we see here with Grandma Joanne, who's going to end up... Well, I love her, too. She's just such a, like...
I don't know. I just like her.
She is. She's just like... Like, I feel like she makes bomb, like, shortbread cookies or something. Like, she looked like she can bake. Yeah, like she...
You know you can't talk about food with us right
now. Come on. You know, we get real.
It's going to go downhill real quick. Oh.
Giselle doesn't want to tell Grandma that she won't break up with Kevin. She can't mentally get him out of the friend zone. Which I'm like, after that many years, I just think Giselle's that type of woman that just... I don't think she really wants to be in a relationship.
I don't think she'll
ever trust somebody to really get there. It'll take another, like, 6 years.
She definitely seems like a woman that's hard to love. Like... You got to shake her a little bit.
She did make reference to that.
Did she?
Yeah.
See, I can see that she... And then Kevin is so smooth. Like, he's probably not taking control like she needs.
Mm-hmm. What's it called? So she says to the girls, you know, I have some rules. She said you have to work on your book reports. You need to call me 2 times a day and brush your teeth. Did your parents ever have any crazy rules, like, when they left you or anything like that? Like... Like, twice a day is a lot. I'd be like,
What, yeah. To call twice a day?
Yeah.
I mean, no.
We were really hands-off in my family.
I don't know. Call?
Yeah, like...
What? I'll see you when you get back.
Right. Holla.
If my mother did not speak one time in the day, we was going to get 50 million texts, calls, emails. Grandma was going to get hit up. Like, We see Robin with her kids, Corey and Carter.
Oh my God.
Corey is so bad. Like, I'm just
they
like.
They both are terrors.
But, like, Corey be talking to his mother crazy.
And she just be giggling.
Yeah.
He
set her hairline.
I think if I was her, I might have jumped across that counter.
Snatched them
put
off
him on the floor. That's just me, though.
He said, get your hairline fixed. Your wig is ugly.
Okay, but how about they called out Juan? She's like, your dad's playing golf. My dad ain't playing no golf. Like, how did they know?
No. Come on now. Everybody knows. I knew that
Daddy's
when she
with
said
Auntie
it.
Linda. Allegedly. what's it called? So, whatever. She goes. Robin says that she feels like she's not going to tell Juan about going on a date because she's going to be protecting him in doing that.
In my head, I was like, he don't care.
She's delusional.
Yeah.
Like, everyone sees it but her. Everyone. Oh, even the kids see it.
Robin. Unless there is something that is, he is whispering in her ear.
Which,
when they may be intimate.
Don't get it twisted. You know dudes what I'm saying? Be doing stuff like that,
I feel like it's that type of situation.
He could be, you know what I'm saying? He could be rubbing her feet at the right time.
Exactly.
Like, sending a little, you know what I'm saying? Like,
because he know he need his meal.
Mm-hmm.
And he
and
know
a house.
He need them boys taken care of.
And a house.
Exactly.
A roof.
But does she work, or is this her only check? This housewife.
Remember,
paycheck?
She did something. She said
she
did something
PR.
PR. But
that's
then the only
like,
thing
that's
we
like
ever
the
seen.
Modern day entrepreneur, which means I do things. I pass out business cards. I go to networking events.
Okay, but you ain't you know for real. Everyone a goddamn PR.
Everyone's
like,
in
right.
PR. Everyone's an entrepreneur.
You know what I'm saying? All right.
I ain't gonna say nothing. I used to work in PR, but I ain't gonna say nothing.
I was an entrepreneur.
But they paid me well.
I don't think Robin worked for that company.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Well, I got to hook up Robin. They in Maryland.
There you go. All right. So then we get over to Karen and Ray, who's laughing at Charisse, who was wanting to be a co-host. Miss Huger, typically love ya. This episode, though.
She got the Phaedra edit this episode,
oops,
boy.
Showed in. And that's what she wrote on Twitter. She said, looks can be deceiving, smoke and mirrors. Like,
ain't no smoke and mirrors. If you said it, you said it.
Right.
We heard your voice.
Cattiness is cattiness. We get to Bermuda. It says, Huger and Guess.
You guys, this has got to be the most
petty
argument on all the Housewives franchise.
Well, the one with Sheree in Kenya.
I think this is equal petty.
I think it's equal, yeah, for sure.
I feel like it's equal petty. I mean, like, it's both things that no one cares about.
I don't really watch the other shows. Oh, no, actually, no. Another petty one is that...
the teddy bear thing?
The teddy bear shit from Beverly Hills.
Oh, that was like one of my favorite things ever.
No, I know. It was great with the tear rolling down. It was like, was that slow motion? That wasn't slow motion?
At least we got a tear out of that, some emotion. This right here is just kind of weird. Like, this is some nursing home type... See now, I forgot my cheese.
Yeah, but it's like one hit after another. So it's like, all right, Karen does that. And then all of a sudden they're on the bus and like awkward that Charisse is like, yeah, you know, our anniversary was last night. So I texted him at midnight happy. And why?
Oh, my God.
Why?
I'm trying to rationalize
like
why
her, no,
she did
I
that.
I know why.
You
in
know
her mind,
saying?
She was drinking and she was like,
in the champagne room.
I know he's not even going to respond to me.
Was she trying to be cute, or was she trying to get a response?
I feel like it was probably both.
Yeah.
She definitely wanted a response.
How did you send a text message, and you later thought about it? You were like, why'd I do that? Because I knew it was.
No, that's exactly
knew
what
it
is.
Wasn't going to be anything
I've been petty
productive.
Like that before. It's like, fuck you. I'm
going
to let you know.
When I was drinking.
Because
that's why I said she had a champagne in her hand.
Why, though? What's the motivation?
There's no motivation for it.
It's just like, you're probably having a great day. Now I'm going to fuck it up, so now you're going to think about me. And even if you aren't thinking about me, just the idea of,
you've never done that before?
No, I've never
Are
done
you
that.
Serious?
At midnight, he laying in bed with another woman, and it's happy anniversary.
No,
the life that you destroyed.
I've done it just because I felt like I had something else to say, and I didn't say it earlier.
Fire him off.
I think that she was like double time hurt because he didn't reach out to her. So
of course, but I don't think it's that was something.
I don't think anybody in this picture thought that he was going to send her a shout out
and guaranteed
on Instagram. Happy anniversary, boo! Tag one Charisse.
I think that she might be the only one that thought that was going to happen.
I don't think she thought she didn't. I think she was in the champagne room, chilling. The kids are going to bed. She had already packed. I'm going on this trip. I'm drunk.
She like, I remember in 1993 when Eddie took me to Bermuda, and that was the last time we was ever in love.
She don't need him.
No. So we get to the rooms, and we're in Ashley's room, and then we're in Giselle's room, and we see that Karen gets some gift baskets for the ladies.
A gift basket is a nice touch.
It was a nice touch. It is. You know, who did that? Most housewives, they always set something up. Yeah. But I thought it was funny because then all of a sudden the girls are so concerned with Charisse not being a host, and obviously Ashley needs to bring it up and whatnot. And we go see that Charisse upgraded her room.
Ballin'!
What did she say? As a gift to herself for her birthday, a happy anniversary present, and a fuck you, Karen.
Yeah. Well, and a happy birthday. A birthday, anniversary, and a fuck you, Karen.
But why that's what she said, not us here on the vial after. I don't get this anniversary nonsense. Like, I mean, why are you still talking about it? Why are you treating yourself to an anniversary gift? And why are you expecting your ex-husband to reach out to you? She's crazy.
Okay, she's crazy, but then at the same time, here we go, devil's advocate to play into Charisse. I mean, here's a woman who she dedicated like almost half of her life. You know what I'm saying? She was with him for almost 20 years.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's when you feel like you have a future with somebody and you are settled on that. It's like,
and two kids.
What happened? You know what I'm saying?
And okay, you have to understand. She was in here last season, and I think she's a very smart woman. And so it's not that I don't think she doesn't understand it, but
I think she's just
you
going
can't
through
control
it.
Emotion. Like you cannot control emotions.
Raw
once
emotions.
Exactly. And I think that we're getting that. And imagine being on camera, having to go through this, and then you have, to keep up with these other women whose lives are. You know what I mean? Like, they aren't going through
they're
this right now.
They're unraveling as well. Oh my, no, I think everyone's unraveling a little bit.
Yo, like, yeah, Potomac.
Five Houses Monique's life is not unraveling in any way, shape, or form.
Monique is the only one.
Except for Monique.
Unless but Chris and
new.
Giselle end up hooking up over, yeah, I'm just saying, on season four, spinoff.
Big Alabama, holla.
All right, yes for Charisse in her little townhouse. So we see Karen setting up dinner outside. This has to have the Huger name on it. Girl, like what?
Huger is not equivalent to Vanderpump. Let's just put it out there at this point in time. So she needs to stop with this whole grand dom, because if anybody deserves that title at this point, it should probably be Charisse, who can actually pay for an upgraded room for herself and a family. She could have, everybody could have stayed
like,
in Charisse's
unfortunately,
room.
This season, last season, Karen, you had it. This season, Charisse is the grand dom
by herself.
Mm-hmm. Now, next season, if Eddie does pull that money away, or if, you know, I mean, there's like a
then
budget,
it'll be
involved, then it's good money because she's been here for a season.
And we're talking grand dom by money, monetary standards,
sort of, but like the grandness of it, like everything you do has to be like the scale, the big, like how
I feel like it, like it's, a and party. It's done without an announcement.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It's like I could do this just because I mean I'm gonna do it. And hey, girls, come over and see my room.
I'm gonna say that's Monique.
Yeah, I do too. Honestly, right? Like because I think it's just it's so naturally accessible to her. It's so easily accessible.
I just don't think because she's a rookie, she can take
no,
that
yeah,
title
she can't.
Yet,
that's
you know
my next
saying?
Season.
She doesn't have that grandeur.
Exactly. Yeah. Not yet. Not give yet. Her a couple of seasons though. Yeah.
She needs to age a little bit.
She
too.
Could be running.
She's
that
a little young, wet behind the ears.
The socks on the hotel staff here. I was just like, no, sorry.
Those shoes. That's what I was getting into.
But like, first of all, I have a question about Charisse because I feel like her spending is going to catch up to her, like a champagne room, and she's on air bragging about spending this man's money.
I know when she said that, I cringed. I was like oh, girl, no, you want to keep getting the checks.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, stop.
Like, that's not going to go over well for you in a courtroom when a
but
judge...
that's why I love Potomac right now, because it's so
raw. A lot of this isn't going to go well in the courtroom for her.
Right? The fireman.
Woo! Giselle doesn't like Monique's crass language. Kind of like what you're saying. She was saying like that Monique isn't really, you know, pulled up, uptight. And I'm just kind of like, Giselle, girl, what?
They just don't like each other. At this point, it's just it don't even matter what the other person
Vanessa
does.
Vanessa Williams
right
was checking
wrong.
Your pink hot pants last night, girl. She didn't think that was real crass on the field.
pink hot
I love
pants.
Giselle, so I'm not going to say
that. I did too. The top was everything, though.
Okay, but no. Let's not. Let's not say that's okay. That long sleeve lace shirt with them pink pants.
No.
She looks like Project Barbie.
A Bratz doll.
But to be fair, they were eating on the grass in the backyard. I mean, they weren't at, like...
No, that sunset was everything. It wasn't the trip that the other housewives would be going on.
Okay, right. Let's
it was definitely more resort.
It was Bermuda.
Which, I'd be right up in Bermuda like, hey. But that's my way. What does it say? All right, let's read some people from the chat room. Terrell Richardson says, Charisse upgraded the house, sent her daughter to Tahiti, and throws lavish parties. Gorgeous, I mean, Godzilla, yeah. You got retracted. Sorry. All right. So we see the Gombe dancers that Karen hooked them up with. And then at dinner, she made a comment about the fan, how she wanted a fan outside. And that's it. All took the cake from there.
Well, if I had done it.
She took her. I mean, she should have. She needed an upgrade. Like, how are you going to put these girls in these pedestrian rooms, Karen? Like, give them at least a fan.
I thought we were on a carnival cruise when we first went in. I'm like,
do we have bunk beds in here too?
Oh, right. Well, I mean, I'll give her. It wasn't like last season, whatever they went in that time. That was crazy. Karen is really upset. Well, Monique brings up the gift baskets and was just confused as to why both names weren't on it. Karen was really upset. What do you guys think about that? So, like,
curious too.
What?
Is this really a big deal? Like, is this stuff that people talk about in real life?
I think it's weird that Monique brought it up. I think that...
They all have at this point,
No,
right?
I know, but it's like, I go through both things. It's kind of like, all right, Karen's, like, older, and, like, this is, like, something that, like, it's, like, a thing. You know what I mean? Charisse, if you wanted to do something, like, obviously Charisse didn't think about doing a basket in anyone's room if she didn't bring it up. You know what I mean? This is something Karen did. So I'm like, I can understand Charisse being, like... about it, especially when she was like, on the day I plan something, bitch, you gotta have these motherfuckers on a Japanese sailboat, like.
So this is a valid argument, you're saying?
No.
I think, if I'm hearing you correctly, what you might be saying is that Charisse should have brought it up.
Which she did.
100% Charisse should have brought it up.
Instead
of Monique, and it should have happened before the thing. It should have happened as soon as she saw Huger and Guess, and then she saw the basket. She should have said, when she was with Ashley, you know what, ladies? I'll be right back. If you had that serious of a problem with it. Hey, Karen, like, are we good? Like, because I thought we were doing this together. Are we still doing my boat thing tomorrow? Because I thought we was doing this together. And it says, Huger and Guess. It says, from Karen Huger. But obviously that's, like, real life situation. And, like, they don't really ever do that in Housewife.
Right. No, it has to be passive aggressive.
Yeah, so I don't know. It's just like, Karen, this is not the lighting for you, girl.
No.
Sorry. Mm-hmm. And Charisse is holding her head up. And I think Charisse looked. She let everyone else speak for her, too. And I don't know. I'm kind of like, I was here for it. I wasn't mad at it.
I guess it just seems like there's so much that wasn't said. Like, I don't. Like, did they fight? Like, did they talk about this? Or was it that one time at the restaurant?
I think that was it. Yep. I think it was swept under that.
Yeah. It was they got together at the restaurant, I feel like. And then they. They had a further discussion about it at Karen's house.
Okay.
You're talking prior to the trip.
I'm just trying to figure out how it all went wrong. How is Charisse still in the dark about where she stood when it comes to trip planning? I don't even think it was
that she was in the dark at that point. I think it was that the rest of the ladies were in the dark. Because
they were confused.
If Ashley got an invite from Charisse, if Monique got an invite from Charisse, and now everything says Karen, I think they are the ones who are confused.
Right. But that happens on every housewife show. You'll hear NeNe telling the girls, like, oh, you know, did you hear about this trip to Bermuda? And then you get Kenya telling the other girl. Like, they usually separate the two people telling. I just thought that it's just so overdramatic. It's
about who's hosting.
I mean, and let's be real. And neither one of them pay for the trip for the entire crew.
Thank you.
So at the end of the day, all you're doing is putting your name on a dinner. I could have called and made reservations for y'all.
Pretty much.
Okay. And then we're going to get to this. This is then, she says, I fired Charisse. Why are we using the word fired? Like, So then your next sentence says, I'm above all of this. No, you're not. You're not. You're literally...
That is a way to get out of this situation.
You're playing Tea Party right now. You're playing shady with them. Like, you're playing... If you're above this, well, girl, you below deck. Mediterranean, girl. Okay? below deck Atlantic, because that's where you... That's where the Bermuda is, okay?
I liked her saying she was above it, because you are. It's a petty argument. Like, let's move on already. We're in paradise. Why are we still talking about whose name is on a gift basket?
Because, okay, why are we talking about it? Is because it's like, really, the girls are looking at Karen like, oh, girl, that's so petty. Like, you wanted Charisse to help you, then she didn't want her to help you, and now you want everything to be like, I did this, I did this. No, Bravo did this. It should say, thank you, Andy Cohen. this is beneath me. This is our trip, so roll up off my basket. That was a great line, though. I did love that.
I like when Karen's little hood comes out. It peeks out every now and then, girl.
It was out all episode.
All the way.
Oh, especially at that end, honey. We get Giselle bringing up that she wasn't invited to Monique's daughter's party. And Monique got upset with her when she was like, I wouldn't have come anyways. But that's real. Sorry, Monique. She wouldn't have. Karen then gets even more awkward. And because the girls are like, all right, let's put the spotlight on you, Karen. What's up with the house? Well, I believe I told everyone about the cash offer from Japan. Girl, if you... deflecting...
I would never have said that. Well, the house sold. And right now, we're just trying to determine where we're going to go next.
Why is she so extra? Like, what's the problem? What's she hiding?
What Sheree said, the broke Bill Gates, honey. I don't think that...
Ooh. Nickname alert.
The broke and black. Broke black Bill Gates. Triple B.
I think that they may not be in the situation. You know what I mean? That one kid is in college. Maybe I'm assuming that their son is handling his own bills and whatnot. But you never know. And I mean, they live a certain lifestyle. You know,
stuff catches up to you, and they're getting older. Probably time to retire.
Yeah,
too.
And I'm sure he is retired. And I wonder if he's still working. So it's kind of like right now that money is right there. And, you know, property ain't like it used to be anymore.
Sure
I mean, I don't know what it's like over there, but I can imagine. That's why
it's
he had to
expensive.
Head on over to
it's
the next
expensive
town.
There. But my thing is, like, on these types of shows, like, you can't really pretend to live a certain type of lifestyle because at a certain point, it is going to show.
Could you imagine, like, where are you moving? She's like, well, actually, Robin, I'm moving right on next week.
I think you can, though. You can totally fake it. You can fake posh life.
Oh, have you ever seen
Wedge?
You can
fake it if... If production is helping you fake it.
Yes.
I feel like if that's the case, then yes, like we discussed last week, when they put people in these little apartment homes, when they film in...
Wags.
Some of those shows.
Right.
But I feel like for these types of shows, like... Now listen, if they gonna broadcast what you did when the door was closed and the camera was down... Girl, they're going to show the cracks in your house.
I'm creating a new show. I'm going to call it The Broke Housewives. I'm going to do them in all different cities, it's going to be a YouTube show.
I will say this. They will get the real deal.
Huh? It'll be some good drama.
I think certain shows will get the real deal.
Yeah, the producers won't have to sneak to record you. They'll have some good drama.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's not sneaking because what happens is they tell you. It's a casual thing.
Right.
Okay, so your mic is still on. You're still being filmed. I mean, you're still being recorded.
You're
and then you just
recorded.
Kind of go about your day, but then you get
you
so used to filming, and you just kind of like start talking, and then you're like, oh, shit.
It's so fun. Did you guys, so random, side check, did you guys see Katy Perry live streamed all weekend?
I'm so sick of Katy Perry.
Me too, that was a really unique, just in like the world of technology and like just marketing, like that was so unique. But it was interesting to see, she went through, just to see like, to take a pop star and put him in that kind of element, it was like Big Brother. But you could see the moments where she would like come out of like, even remembering that she was even there and having mm-hmm. to be on for that many hours. It was really... And I found myself watching it for a really long time, and I was like, I've never cared for Katy Perry, ever, and I'm really up here, like...
It was fascinating to see.
It's, you know, these are all, like, social experiments, seeing people under the public eye, but, you know, Katy Perry's a little thirsty for my taste right now.
I saw a really good documentary, too. I can't remember it right now, but I'll bring it for next week. But it basically goes back to when the internet first came out, and they did a social experiment with people, and they kept them in this underground warehouse for 6 months, Oh, crap. I can't remember what it was called. And basically, it's just like when you keep people in a society like that, it brings the worst out of them. And it's funny because then you watch that documentary and then you watch any reality TV show after and you're like, oh, my God, people knew that this is what would come of it. And they still were like, yeah, fuck that. Put it on TV.
Time to tell you.
I mean, that's still going on, sort of.
What did you guys think when the girls bring up Charisse's room and Charisse said, I spent Eddie's money, and Karen popped in? This was not classy of you, Miss Karen. What happens when he cuts it off? Same thing's going to happen to me as you and Mr. Bill Gates over there, boo. Going to have to move on out of Potomac.
But you know what, though? Even though it was shade infested, it was a valid question.
No, because I mean, it is a check that you will have to realize. You ain't going to have that forever, girl. Sorry.
And I wouldn't be bragging on TV if I was
I would never.
Like, you might want to calm that down, girl. Go on Twitter and do some PR.
Hire Robin.
Okay. Well.
Because she needs a job.
So the girls talk about the beach. They go back to Charisse's room. The girls are talking about the beach. And then Karen, little sneaky self, pulls Giselle aside. And Monique tells them about, what is it? The American Cup. And they're going to go sailing with Team Japan. I can only bring, you know, Ray pulled strings to do this. And he said, I can only conveniently bring two people. So I'm just like, on a sail trip, like, you think that's like the appropriate time to like let two people bond?
Yeah, which, of course, people always bond when their lives are in danger.
That's true, because you have to.
That's true.
But as far as how Karen went about doing it, I just thought,
it was extra. You like knew why you did that.
Mm-hmm. Terrell Richardson says, Karen is renting in pricey neighborhoods because she can't afford to buy in them. Her rental is larger than the house she left. That's not downsizing. Ooh, all right. One no, gorgeous
I'm
Godzilla.
I'm not here for Giselle's outfit.
Who, oh, yeah. Giselle was talking about the Urban Dictionary entry chat. She was dressed in those shorts, knee boots, like she was going to the strip club.
Thank you. With that lacy top, gorgeous Godzilla. That was a faux pas, honey. Ooh. But only Giselle could pull it off. She looked gorgeous. She always does.
All right. So Charisse brings up her makeup artist, in which then Karen reveals she must have hired someone from the island to do the girl's hair as well.
I know we went in on Miss Karen's hair last.
But the girls went in this week. Ashley was like, I'll take her makeup artist over your no hairline.
Richie, do you think she improved this week, her hair?
No!
No?
Oh my God, it's like the wig got bigger.
Well, no,
it looks like she has a helmet on under the wig.
Yeah, like, why would you get a wig that has roots like that?
I've seen wigs with bangs on them, and I've never seen one like that.
No, it looks like it.
That is a monstrosity.
Those bangs look like if you ever took, like, a straw broom and you just slam it on the ground and how it like
it's the worst. And you know what really makes it even worse for me is when I think it's a little when she's in her confessionals and she's in that like burgundy-ish and color and the hair is kind of like short. It's like, who are these? Are two different women?
You know, I still like her bad wigs. Like, I know she's going for that. I woke up like this effortless look. Like, that's her look.
Clearly,
yeah. That's what she's going for. Now, where she lost me.
Don't say effortless.
Really? Because it looked like Joan Crawford at 3 p.m. after, like,
she
four
lost me
of
when she
vodka.
Revealed that she's paying someone to look like that. Like, that's where I get off the bus. Because you don't need to pay for that, girl.
Not that wig.
She the type that'd be like, honey, you have to make them do it so it looks like it wasn't done. Well, bitch.
It's the wig. It's the
success.
Wig.
Oh my gosh. All right, so we had two situations happening here. So we get to the American Cup. So Karen pulls Giselle and Monique, surprises them. She feels that they never had a one-on-one, which I'm like, yeah, that's all that has tried to happen with these two.
Right.
Karen started it off with, why don't you introduce yourselves? Really? How are we doing this right now? Giselle thinks that Monique's insecure. Monique thinks that Giselle is jealous. Giselle says, without a husband and your husband's bank account, you wouldn't be here.
That was just a low blow to me. Why?
And I wish Monique said to her face, though, well, girl, your ex still pays your bills, right. But at least I'm still with mine. Instead of in the confessional. But, I mean, I get it. You couldn't think that quickly. We get on the boat, and I mean, like you said, like if you're doing like a teamwork thing, you have to kind of come together.
It brings people together.
You guys, that looked like it sucked, though. I would have rather been on a jet ski.
Same.
Like, why are we jumping on a trampoline type of sailboat?
But like, that's what I'm like. First of all, so the object here is to go from this side of the boat across a rope to that side of the boat and then back.
And that's it?
I'm not here for it. And in fact, I'm mad at Karen Huger. Right? For taking me on that.
Strike two, Karen.
Well, that's what Giselle said. You fired. Cherie's running this.
A sailboat. I thought it was going to be a yacht.
Yeah, like
rocket layout. You know?
I'm like trying to be cute. You got me in like a wetsuit. Like.
I ain't trying to do all that.
But it worked. Surprise, surprise. Or did it work?
Well, we'll have to wait for another episode. But I mean, it seemed, I mean, Giselle gave her
a positive comment. There was a hug, right? Did they hug?
Well, there
each
was
other?
I don't know if there was a hug, but it was definitely like a. Like a grabbing of the thigh. And like, you good girl.
A reassurance.
Reassurance, yes.
Pep talks.
There's hope.
Baby there steps. Is hope. A light at
until
the end
the
of the tunnel.
Right. And they see what they've been saying.
Exactly.
Karen's flirting with one of the sailors, talking about, I'm already wet. Now, ew. Could have totally been A&R'd. May not have actually no. been said, but. But here's my biggest issue with everything. So
not everything
with everything literally because it's really like the whole episode because so this whole trip Karen's been complaining about how she's grander than everyone. She knows all the rules of etiquette. She doesn't want the ladies acting and fighting the way that they are. So she planned this, you know, trip and then planned this whole sailing thing. But then at the end of the day, now when Giselle and Monique have finally kind of like are in a chill space, then they bring up to her Charisse, and Karen's like, no, I'll try. You'll try. You just, so what if Giselle and Monique were like, I mean, I'll try. It just was the most hypocritical. So then at the end when Robin was like, you sound like a hypocrite, and you're like, hypocrite's a strong word. No, that's the right word, Karen.
She is Hugo. Trying to pick Charisse while she's down, and I don't know why, and I think the other girls are taken aback, too. Like, they don't know where this animosity is coming from. So, yeah, it is a little hypocritical. How are you going to separate the group and then work on building bonds? Like, it's kind of weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little hypocritical.
You're talking about girl power. You need to listen to Spice Girl album. The jet ski world, we get Charisse, Ashley, and Robin. Charisse, you know, just once again, showing the language on Bravo. This bum bitch planned a fucking excursion on my yacht day. That's the show that said that. Ashley gets a nice little therapy session with Charisse and Robin, admits that she doesn't want a child right now. Like, she's fully, like, has committed to that now.
It's probably a good idea.
Agreed. Do we think that she, like, after that conversation... Because I've been kind of like bouncy with like, okay, maybe her and Michael got together too quickly. I can't really see them. I know you kind of can still see them. After this, I kind of do believe that she really does like is in love with him as a person. I just think it's so weird to me how quickly people can go to divorce, like using the word divorce. And
you
like
can't.
The fact that someone has to say like, you would choose your restaurant over your husband. She's like, yeah, I would.
She had to think about it.
That's
she
weird.
Just now asked if they were still in love. She asked that. She didn't, yeah, she wasn't trying to ask where he stood. She was asking to see where she was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that she's in love with him, especially the advice that she gives Robin when it comes to going after dudes that can take care of her. I feel like she had a motive at first. You know, you take how your lifestyle can improve, and then you go after love. Like, what's love got to do with it?
Mm.
In the famous words of Miss Tina Turner.
I had a thought, but you kind of changed my opinion.
It's what? Yeah. Second-hand emotion. All right, Robin then says, although I loved when Robin was like, or they were like, someone should check Karen, and Ashley said, well, you're good at ambushing people.
That she is.
And Robin just looked with a little like, that was cute. See, that's called fun shade. Like, that's what shade is about. We understand we had an incident. We're cordial now. I can throw a little shade, and you're going to look at me like, all right, that was a good one. That was a point for you. Now I'll go upstairs. So Robin went upstairs and was over-knocking. Like,
oh, she was mad. She was real
and I'm like,
mad.
Why don't you use this aggression on Juan?
Right? She uses this on everyone but Juan.
She had a smug look on her face, and Karen was like, hi. Hey, Karen. Yeah, I'm having a great day. You talk about bond and sisterhood, then bounce on us. Karen felt that if she told everyone, then there would have been too much dysfunction, and she doesn't know how to deal with that. Girl, you deal with it every morning when you comb that wig.
Well, on that note, I would like to read a comment. Gorgeous Godzilla said, I hollered when Karen said she brought her hair person on the trip with her. You mean to tell me her hair has been looking like an ombre bird's nest on purpose?
That's where they lost. She lost everybody when she said she was paying for that look.
Right.
Hers was free. Everybody else got to pay. Right.
I can't. All right. So she said that.
And they were styling the wig.
And then it looked like they didn't do anything again. Like after at dinner.
I'm sorry.
So then, weren't you just in the chair?
I couldn't even.
Blame the humidity.
Where's Gregory?
Humidity does.
Gregory, come on.
Hair.
Can you ooh, do hair
yes
too?
Bring out Gregory.
Okay.
Hello.
Gregory.
Hi.
All right. So Karen. So basically Robin checks Karen. She said feels like a hypocrite, even though Karen doesn't feel like she got checked. Robin leaves production. Once again, little tricky mofos was like, hey, so we're done filming. See you later.
See, now that to me was
shady.
I didn't feel good about it.
Why?
Honey, welcome to the world of production.
Because I felt like at that stage, it really, to show that, they should have just not showed that to me.
The production leaving.
They should have just.
Like, why are they out of production?
We could have just heard it out from the door. That's, we didn't need to see that part.
I guess
unless
they
wanted
to
be honest.
They wanted to explain why they didn't have a visual of it. So that's why they're showing you that they were leaving.
I don't feel like they needed to explain it, though, because how many times have we seen a door close and we could still hear the audio? Because
the wand thing was the same thing. We didn't
see
that.
Yeah, we didn't see the...
You saw him
we
leave,
heard
though.
Him.
You saw an exit with him leave and go in the other room. So I guess they were trying to, like, show a proper exit of some sort.
It was just an interesting moment
for me. I think they did it because
show.
They knew that she would go
she would,
say what she wanted to say.
Yeah,
which means that they probably
her.
Know that when they leave, the real Karen comes out.
Probably.
And talks to whoever she's talking to. Because then she said, Charisse is evil. This smells like a Charisse plan. She feels the world should bow down to her, but anybody could have married Eddie Jordan and done what you've done. And people can say that about me, but I didn't screw the fireman. If she fucks with me, I'll put that pick up so quick you're not going to fuck with me and expect me not to roll up. Karen Huger's words, not mine.
Karen.
So make a fake account for that.
Bring it on out, girl. You know, if that's the real Karen, I love it. Give me ghetto Karen every day.
I'm so here for ghetto.
Well, I just felt like, not to take it back to episode one, but it kind of vindicated Giselle with everything that she said at the start of the season.
A little bit.
Must have been some truth to that.
She called Charisse in New Jersey harlot. All right. She did. All right. Before we get into predictions, we got to tell y'all about A&E's Born This Way. Have you guys ever seen this show?
Mm-mm.
All right. So last season on the Emmy Award-winning show Born This Way, 7 young adults with Down syndrome blew critics away. Co-creator of Homeland, Alex Ganza, was inspired and said Born This Way got him thinking about responsibility in TV and made him ask, what message should we be putting out in the world? This season, the cast continues to defy expectations and set new standards for the world of television. Born This Way for your Emmy consideration. Watch new episodes Tuesdays at 10 on A&E. I met these kids. They're everything. They're not even kids. They're just everything. They got a rapper. I forget the girl. She just got married last year. Like, they're just the sweetest people ever. So make sure you guys check it out. Nice. Born This Way on A&E. Okay. On that note, let's head into predictions.
And now, you're After Buzz TV.
Where are we going with this, y'all? Where are we going? What's going to happen with Miss Huger? Is Karen going to be Phaedra now?
She's definitely in the hot seat. Definitely in the hot seat. She got some splaining to do.
She has a lot of splaining to do.
Do you think the girls will hold anything against Giselle and Monice at all? Or do you think the fact that Giselle and Monice maybe getting along might kind of make everyone be like, okay, it worked, so.
I don't think they're going to care much about that. I feel like Karen's going to be in the hot seat over her house.
I feel like for the
rest
of the season, I think it's going to be Karen.
The skeleton she's hiding in that closet.
Okay.
In that foreclosed house.
In that foreclosed closet.
Do we think that Karen's going to go to the dinner?
I don't know. I think that they're going to carry
on. I think she's
going to
go.
You know, we don't have any ultra divas that just skip out on things for real. Like, they're still, what, season two? Like, yeah. Relax. Everyone's going to show up when they're supposed to.
Nobody's going
to
pull an Adrian move, yeah.
Right. they don't got that money. Money, but...
But I'm hoping, like, Sharice and Karen squash it. Like, how long do you think they're going to carry out this bickering?
Oh, it's going to last forever.
Yeah, because they're like, we need a plot.
Oh, yeah, because they've crossed Karen now, so...
Karen has now... taking a step into the dark side.
And she's going to have to manipulate this to make it so that she can kind of smoke and mirror it to put her back on that good side.
You can't see, in this situation, the best thing is, again, own it.
Own it.
If you own it, you come out looking more powerful to me.
Right. You do.
To me. I mean, I'm just saying, like...
No backtracking.
I said it. And what? You know it's out there. You know you got a fireman, girl. We all know.
We all know
okay.
Now.
Do we think that that's going to be exposed on the season?
I sure hope so.
I didn't say that.
It has been exposed already.
It really has.
The funny thing about it is, I feel like it's now, the season just got more intriguing to me because this started with that whole situation and now Karen's bringing, and it's like, oh my God.
Like,
you
Karen,
knew
what
all
picture
this time?
Do you have?
No. The thing about it is, everybody knew.
Right.
Except us.
Mm-hmm.
So, all y'all been... Who else been sitting on this information?
Who
That's what I want to know.
Fireman?
Andy, please ask him this.
Somebody needs to be digging.
Like, and who is the fireman?
Fireman. Like, come forward.
He better be sexy.
Come on our show.
He better be sexy.
Ooh, can you... I've never been on, like... Do fire stations, like, have websites? Like, with, like, pictures and bios? Like,
Hotfireman.com?
Can I Google this? Someone out there knows some tea? I know somebody...
Somebody knows.
Doing something out there.
I don't understand. Is it such a bad thing if she did have a fireman on the side? Like, not on the side, but maybe, you know, they are separated.
No, absolutely not. But
what's
yes,
the big deal?
For her story.
Something went real south in that relationship, though, for him not to call or talk to her for a year. So, I mean, was it the fireman that...
No, I don't think it was Sharice's fault.
I feel like the fireman came in after.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I think Eddie has been, like, if I'm going to allege right now, I would assume that Eddie has been cheating on Sharice
for
years. She was fine with it or, like, hiding it, not accepting it.
Right.
And then it got to a point where it was emotionally affecting her. Now they're not even, like, living in the same house together. And then... You know, your friends be like, girl, like, just go cares, just go on a date, go on a
Get
date, go on a date.
Girl.
You know what I mean? And she probably did, got her life, her little sha-sha, shay-shay, came out.
With the fireman.
With
What's
the fireman,
wrong with
he
that?
Lit her up.
Okay, but the problem is when you try to deny it, that's
yeah.
when you look
yeah,
crazy.
Because now when you come out, it's like, okay, girl, well.
You should have just said.
What was you crying all them tears for? You was getting
Boom.
Knocked
right. Exactly.
Out.
Exactly. Come on now.
Right. Now we can't believe a word you say.
Because you could should have been crying before the fireman. Because once the fireman comes and puts that fire out, girl, then you ain't got nothing to cry about.
Smashbox
20. On that note, we want to thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys hit us up at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Tiffany, where can everyone follow you?
Find me on Instagram at Roving Realist.
And you guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky.
I cannot with what y'all are saying in the chat room. Make sure you guys join us live every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Coast time. You guys can get in the chat room with us. We're always talking Potomac, and we love when you guys are vibing with us. If you can't, leave us a comment down below. But if you guys love me and you really care and you love all of us here in the panel, please go to iTunes, hit that rating 5 stars because the other ones don't work, and leave us a little comment. And if you leave us a comment... We'll read it. We'll say it here on the show. We'll give you a little shout out, okay? Hit me up at DJ Jesse J. Till next week. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.